tonight.
I wasn't paying attention, so we're going to skip the intro video.
Can I hold my support payments?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode
20 bucks, son. You know how it goes.
364 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad O'Dell. With me is a whole hell of a bunch of clowns.
You had to look for that.
And also the king of paintballs down there.
These fucking beautiful people.
Yes, so we're joined by...
There's a turtle in my window.
We've got the General and the XL for the Allied side of Commando Action Center's Tip and Challenge D-Day Canadian Edition. It's a mouthful and a half. And then we got the Axis Commander down there, Richard Tonka Avery. What's happening, fellas? Pumped? Hey. Excited?
I would like to do
those bubblies in there.
This show,
it's like they're not beer, they're bubbly.
This show is gonna be chaos.
Jesus, man, it always starts.
Tonight's show is brought to you by, of course, Commando, because we're all gonna be there this weekend at the D-Day Tipman Challenge. So get your ass out there. We want to see everybody come and go pew pew. You have a chance of shooting at a king, a beard. Two of us are beards, I guess. And then we got fucking the man Tonka right over here, who I can't wait to see out there. I'm going to be hunting. That's my day. Is going to find the Hulkster out there and just make an ass of myself. And of course, the grumpy old men who I'm just so waiting to go to the Gom Shack. I've told them, just follow your nose to the Gom Shack. It'll smell like steak and weed. they're cooking the steak and I'm smoking the weed.
Oh, we actually have it separately burned. Do you know what I mean? It's like a salad.
Well, you don't share it with everybody. You gotta keep that shit to yourself. You could wrestle and get like hot dogs.
Yeah, you don't make friends with salad, man. That's the way it works.
Don't make friends with salad.
You gotta toss some salad there, George. You know, you gotta toss some salad sometime. Focus, Brad. Focus.
I can't.
There is no focus.
I'm getting
tonight.
Flashbacks to the no last focus. Time I had Gordo on the show.
Fucking... Oh, yeah, we did talk about toss salad back then. Somebody taught me that term, I think. I can't remember.
Fucking jelly.
Yeah. Insane. Yeah. Insane. That was fun. That was a hell of a show.
a grape jelly toss salad before you go. That's perfect.
Oh, focus, Brad. Focus.
I can't. Okay, so the
it's gonna be a great event. Like, come down to the shack, see us.
So the whole point of tonight's show,
we're gonna have a really good time on Saturday and Sunday. It's gonna be good.
100%.
Yep. And we've completely lost control.
Absolutely. And it's gone.
I never even had control.
Agenda? I forgot.
There was no control before I took over. No. Like, there was nothing there.
No control.
Let's all let Brad. Let's just pretend to let Brad ease in control. Okay, Brad, you want to go?
It's all about appearances. No, just quick shout to everyone in the chat. We got Tyler PB out there. Will Lewis is saying hi. Dave Pitts says yo. Jaden says good day, boys. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey.
That was a lot. We got the big JP. It's Jeppa.
Bring lobster.
And then,
damn it, we're leaving in a few
I'm
hours.
Not bringing
we can't
lobster.
Get lobster now.
Do you have any idea what kind of a logistical nightmare it is?
Yeah, you can.
To drive lobster 12 hours across the country. It's a pain in the ass.
You can do it.
I'm bringing vodka.
You can do it. It's a challenge. Just like we got beer.
We completed it. We did that challenge.
We have our own
beer.
Like, I mean, we partnered with a brewery to make beer labels. You guys can bring lobsters.
Not at this time of night.
Yeah, a little bit of,
unreal,
a little bit of stray dog, a little IPA for
everybody. We did it last year. We did it last year.
Yeah, we did it last year. I'm not doing it this year. Fill your trunk with ice. We should have just filled the U-Haul trailer. That's what we should have done. I'm bringing vodka for you.
Okay, you get the foot-long hot dog, Brad.
That's fine. I'm up for a challenge. No.
Oh my goodness! That
is a sexy challenge.
That bead you're smoking is brutal.
Oh man!
he's gonna have a contact high by the time I'm done with him, man.
Oh yeah.
We're not even gonna be out of New Brunswick. Turtle's already high, and he's not hasn't touched it. We're gonna get out of New Brunswick.
Turtle's walked into your house,
out, and I'm just gonna be grooving along like, all right, man.
Right?
I know. My turtle's high. Yeah, yeah. Hate it. Sorry.
Fucking filthy old men. I'm so excited.
Exactly.
That's the next version of the team, the filthy old. That's when we get like to 70. That's when you become
I lead by
old.
Example, okay? We joke a lot. We have a lot of fun. It's very important. Tonka, put your freaking glasses on, dude. You don't even look at
He's squinting. TV. He can't see the screen.
Who, me? I can see perfectly.
No, sure, yeah. I can see.
I'm good.
There's no problem. He's going to do the whole, what is it, when every time you hand a phone to an older person, they do the whole like, this squint and fall. And,
yeah,
like,
but
back.
You know what? I will bring these. Come the game, I'll be bringing these, man. My vision does suck. My reading vision sucks, man.
Yeah, same here. I don't wear these when I play because it helps me. You know, all I do is buy colors. Grom has really good colors, so I don't shoot in my friends in the back. But if you're a different color, I'm going to shoot you in the front.
There you go. That's all you need, man.
That's it. You don't need you don't need details. You're pointing at me, I shoot you. That's it. If you're on my team, yeah, you shouldn't be pointing
exactly
at me.
And if you have some brush around you, a little vegetation,
and actually,
the middle of the
if you notice. On our jersey, we have these just in case so you can see. So we just point and go, hey, where are they? Oh, wait, they're that way.
Bitches are that way.
You guys
don't
want to
see the back. You don't want to see the back of our jerseys, though. If a GOM guy gets by, what is it there? Oh, you got to pull one.
Oh, out. Hold on. It's a oh, hold on. Well, what's the back? Oh, yeah. If you get outrun, there you go.
If you can read this, you've just been outrun by a grumpy old man.
Yeah, maybe I gotta put my glasses on.
Exactly. Oh, and that's my girlfriend, Mrs. Gordo, and she has to go a number above me, so I'm 969. She gets 970.
And on the other arm, where is it? We have a menu. So, like, what are we eating?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. We have, like, steak.
We have a liquor menu and a food menu.
Nice.
So, Tonka, if you kick really close to me, yeah, we can go for a walk and have a menu.
You can smell them from the barbecue, basically. Like, yeah. Where's Gord?
You might be in the grumpy old men's shack, but we'll let you out after the game.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
It's okay. We'll throw him. We'll throw him some food and some smoke. He'll be fine.
No, yeah, we got some like well ventilated sausage for him. You know, not we're gonna do a deliverance thing, but you know, we'll have some fun.
Okay,
everybody.
Poor Tonka.
I know.
You're being. He's taking it so well, and you're being so wholesome. Go, just rip them apart. You know you.
Well,
want
you know
them.
What?
You're gonna take the high road.
For now, and then I'll deal with him on the field on Sunday. I'm not even worried about it. Deal with him on the field on Sunday. He can talk. And then...
There's so many sensors on the field, though, and cameras and all these things.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. He can talk, and now I'm just like.
That'll be good. I'm really excited about it, man.
It's going to be a ton of fun. So for anybody watching who doesn't know what the hell we're talking about, the whole show is loosely based around
the
Commando Action Center's Tipman Challenge, D-Day, which do we have a number yet? Do we know how many people are going? Because they said 75% of the tickets were sold out.
There were 75% sold out, I think, a couple days ago, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Dave said it was capped at 600, but we're pretty much at that. So
dope.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the way everyone waits for the weather, right? So the weather is going to be beautiful on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a majority of people kind of just show up, plus members, plus Mirabelle Army showing up. That's not even counted.
Oh, yeah.
So they just literally drive a bus down, and it's just
so,
they all
so
just
realistically,
show up.
We're probably closer to, awesome. We're probably closer to 700 people when you take into account Mirabelle plus Commando.
There's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah. Yes. Can't wait. I love it. The more people.
You know, the weather is going to be better. And the weather's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to be like 24.
The weather looks really good. It's been really hot for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Well, 25.
It's 33 right now. Like it's
yeah,
like,
so I think it's going to drop a bit for the weekend, but it'll be like perfect weather for running hard. So.
Oh, paintball and running around, a little bit of MagFit on Saturday, you know, mixing it up.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's going to be
going
to get I Love You drunk?
Jeppa.
That's my
goal.
We're
bringing
a
guy with us.
A young blood. We're bringing
the furthest he's ever been from home, I think, is like an hour and a half. Like the kid.
Quebec.
He's been
He went on his grade 8 school field trip.
Nice.
So he's never been on a real road trip.
22. He's just a baby.
Yeah, he's just a youngin'. So
he's going to come home with like a face tattoo and like
a bunch of these little red circles around him, sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I was
thanks
like,
for coming
I was
to Ottawa.
Yeah.
There's only 25, I slack.
Where we thought about taking him to like a strip club, like a seedy strip club in Montreal, and getting him some kind of venereal disease. But we figured that might be like a step too far for his first trip. But we're definitely gonna.
No, it's not.
Because he was.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about
it. Paint will cure that. Paint will cure that.
Right.
Slide of passage. Don't even worry about that, man.
Because he was like originally, he was like, "Yeah, I think I'm just gonna like chill at the hotel on Saturday." And I was like, "Boy, we will stuff you in a duffel bag and drag you to the field." Like.
No. Saturday's promote
awesome.
The game. Promote the game. It's good. It's a lot of interaction.
It's
a lot
fun.
Of good team playing. People can feel out what team they want to play for. you know, it's, and I want to say, it's not about clobbering the other team. I've been a general for a lot of years at there and an XO, you know, played with a lot of the celebrities that are coming down, Wolf and whatnot. It's all about the game. Let's get people getting into the game, having a good time, appreciating the sport. That's what we want. We get a bad rap all the time with this sport, right? They say it's violent. It's not violent. You know what I mean? It's a respectful sport. And I've learned, like, I think I'm 17 years into the sport. You get a lot of appreciation for the people you play with. You know, if a player's down, they're feeling, you know, they're having going through a financial time, you see that community come alive. It is unbelievable. And you know what? I love going into work in the 90s and then 2000 with these big rings of crap because I would just run straight for the biggest gun that's shooting at me and paint my face. And I'm going, Gord, you can't, you know, maybe meet a client because you got these rings on your face. But you know what I mean? I love it. But now, okay, I'm a little bit reserved.
You are. It doesn't show, man.
Steve, yes.
Hey, man, you know what? I was playing a game
I'll
last.
I'll give you the check. I'll give you the check. So, no,
I got shot in the neck
to bring
the
those
day,
butter tarts.
And I got shot right here. My patients thought I had a hickey. It fucking was brutal, man. They go, Richard, what the hell's wrong with your neck? I go, no, nothing. Just a bit of paintball. Yeah. Like, I thought of this, I'm like, I don't know, deviant doctor doing some sexual stuff, man, with these hickeys on my neck, man.
I blamed it on the vacuum cleaner. I just missed. Oh. I went too high. Oh, sorry. I you hear that?
Yeah. In the chat, we got Mirabelle is 80 people.
Yes.
From the master himself.
Nice.
Savajo's talking thick slice, some thick sliced people.
What?
I don't know. I missed it. Gator's going to bring us some butter tarts because he loves us.
Oh my God.
And a cigar, Steve? And a cigar.
Tonka, you like cigars?
Fuck, that's what I forgot.
You know what? I love cigars. Tonka.
Dude,
but
I just got back from Cuba. I have six cigars left from Cuba.
Oh, buddy.
Why don't we just
that's all I smoke.
With your exo, myself, let's all have a little bit of cigar together. We'll put a little special stuff in yours.
It's going to be a good weekend. It is really going to be a good weekend.
Yeah, man.
I got you,
Gordo. We have a couple cigars. Let's sit down and have a cigar there after our dinner on Saturday night. I think it'd be really cool and get ready for the Sunday's game and stuff like that. I'm looking forward to what Corey's got. Like, he's not letting out much for us. Hey, you know, it is not going to be the traditional D-Day. Like, I've been up that hill where you sit on that hill for 2.5 hours getting your ass shot off, and then you reverse, you know, roles. But he's changed the dynamic of the game. I think he's going to spring some really more attention on the XOs and the generals that we're running around with protection around us. Like,
that's what I understand as well. But that's all I know. Like, that's – and my understanding, like I think he said in the chat there, he wants it right to the wire. So we have no planning, nothing. It's just like – we got to solve these things and figure it out and go running. And, you know, I like it that way. You know, I'm a kind of guy that likes to have everything. I'm very anal. I like to have everything prepared.
Same here.
But at the same time, you know, to even the playing field and just make it that much more exciting, make you think on your feet. I like it that last minute that you got to figure it out. It just increases that intensity and that experience, right?
And so we want to have you late on Saturday, George, myself, have some scotch and stuff like that and get you really primed for Sunday.
Yeah.
So you can really focus on the activities that need to be taken care of.
Absolutely. Perfect. Let's do that.
Listen. You have no—I'll be honest. You have no idea what you're in for. Like, it is absolutely going to be bonkers. Like, it's kind of like you're like, what the hell just happened? Like, it is.
It's not.
Cool. I think it's going to be fun. Like, Corey, he's been really like. Yeah, Corey's been really chatting with, like, chatting, giving no information, right? Just hyping it up. And, like, I always go back to my, you know, you go back, we made a couple of videos and stuff like that saying, oh, you know, up the hill one time, everybody gets pissed off, you get shot up all day. But I think the dynamic that he's creating now is really focusing on the armies to protect their generals and all their XOs, too, and make that transition to actually, what did he say? Amazing race. I think
that's what he was saying.
An amazing race thing. And you know, that scares the shit out of me. That's a lot of running. You know what I mean?
We had him on.
You know, you got to work on the cardio there, big guy.
We had him on the show.
Running and gunning all day.
And when we had him on the show, he was telling us a couple of secrets. I don't know if he told you guys this stuff, but like for anybody who doesn't know, there's some pretty cool concepts coming in the fact that like, there's going to be specific missions or tasks that must be completed by the general. So you can't stay in the back. You can't stay in a command center and bark orders. You have to go out and get into the firefights, which is going to be great because I'm bringing the first strike scout and I'm hunting Tonka. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, and I think what he did to release there, he said whoever's going out for the mission, either the XO or the general, you're going to have somebody, and hopefully he's your friend. Because he's saying, oh, yeah, you got hit. Oh, that's 50 points. Oh, you got hit, Gordo. It's like, yeah, I'm going to punch you.
That's what we're bringing. We're just going to sit there with that all day.
I'm going to walk out. I'm going to walk straight out with Brad behind me. I'm going to put on a little dance for Tonka again like I did last
Brad's
year.
Brad's going to be about 60 feet behind Tom while Tom is just hooting and hollering and calling everybody like sugar lips. And I'm just going to send first strikes over his shoulder.
Yep.
And whoever's yelling at.
Screaming at Tonka last year. He's in the woods. I had no idea it's him. Don't fucking shoot me. He shoots Tango in the balls. And I'm walking off the field. I'm like, I have no fucking clue where he is. I'm like, please don't shoot. And I'm just dancing around. And he's watching me in the scope. And he's just like, what the fuck is with this guy? Toddling off the field. Don't give a shit. Just yelling.
Yeah.
So, what are you running on D-Day? What are you going to run?
My EMF, man. My EMF and my secondary is my Tipex.
Nice.
My two reliable markers, man.
Yeah. Man.
What about yourself?
Water LV, gun? So, LV 2.0, buddy.
LV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cheap. You know what I mean? It's LV, LV. You know, I just got it. It's just, you know, Defender's going to go there. But I, you know what? I got this.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, Brad. You remember this?
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Oh, nice.
M17. Wicked, and okay, so if you look at this there, we got the old Dishka.
The Loudner.
Nice.
This thing here is vintage World War II. That's vintage World War II right off of actually. Oh, are you guys there? Okay, yeah, it's vintage.
Yeah, we're here, buddy.
43. Sorry, I got to go like this way. So I had to replace the stock vintage World War II. So I'm just doing the last connections of the actual stock to actually. So an M17, it's actually a sniper. It's got a little Tempest mag on there. I think I'll be running that on Saturday to play with you guys.
Nice.
That's wild, man.
Love that.
Wild.
That's fucking awesome.
I love that.
You're shooting the LV2, though, right? LV2 is on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. That'll be the Saturday gun. The LV2 is going on Sunday. Yeah, it's going to be LV2.
We're shooting four. We're shooting
on my back, and away we go.
Between 3 and 4 cases a piece is kind of what we're
that's
anticipating.
It, yeah.
Like it's literally like, I can start pre-firing. Like it's just
send
paint. Yeah, you may find a little bit of a change, though. There's going to be a little change in the sound because my girlfriend's going to be running the 1.6. So there'd be a bit of a crossfire there. So you'll feel the hit from the 2 and the 1.2.
Okay.
You know what? I'll ask you later which one felt better.
You know what? You'll probably miss with your glasses and your old decrepit hands. I saw your hands are a bit arthritic. They're a bit arthritic.
Some damage. She's going to be running with the boys. You're going to see us because, look, we're all going to look like this. You know, I don't like this extra stuff.
See, it's nice to look all pretty, but, you know, that's not going to help you with your gameplay. Just to let you know.
You missed the GOM logo. The GOM logo is we finish first all the time in every tournament. Finish first. Maybe not on the podium, but we finish first. But you know what?
We're drinking first, basically. We're always drinking.
It's a race to the beer cooler is what it is. It's
It is literally a race to the sky.
You're doing great, Tonka. Sweat it out, buddy. Work that ass. Anyway, no, you know what? Right, it doesn't, but you know what? D-Day this time is going to be just, I don't know, I think it's going to be pretty cool. Like you bring a good following from Toronto. I see it. I'm watching your posts and stuff like that. I'm looking to see a lot of mag-fed people, a lot of sharpshooters out there. Like this was me 10 years ago. Like I love that. You know, I had everything you could think of being a mag-fed guy. Respect the game. It's a hard game. It's a patient game.
Yeah,
it's not me. So it's just one of those things. Like you just want to get out there and you want to shoot paint. I remember the D that I played in, and I had that max loader that came out. You know, you put 2,000 rounds on your back, had the dam with the extra mag. I was running with, I don't know, 2,600, 3,000 rounds when I was going out to the field. I ran out of air before I got there. There's a clear shot of me with it's just, you're insane, idiot. You know what I mean? You're spending money down the toilet. But you know what? It's such a dynamic of the game. I want to feel mag. I want to feel the spray of the paint. And I just want to spray it all around. And you know what? I really cost my team in previous years of fighting and getting shot all the time. And this year and years, it's going to be no different.
I see my future right above me, Bradley.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Right there. Running out front, getting the shit shot out of me. Oh, Miss Elise says hello.
Yeah, leaders lead from the front. They don't lead from the back. So yeah. I like the command style. When I was actually coupling, I let my second in command say, "You take care of that little tent there. I'll just run up with 100 guys up the corner and do a rush or something like
well,
that."
Well, I remember.
I think what Corey's doing is forcing up the rush, and I think it's going to be a riot.
Yeah, and that's a few years back.
I like that concept where the generals are actually engaged.
Yeah, and like I said, a few years back, Gordo was generaling this event. You were generaling D-Day, what, 5 years ago, 6 years ago? I forget now.
Yeah, about 5 years ago.
Yeah, sorry, five years ago.
Eyelash in my eye. I got to tag along as one of your XOs, and it was just sort of like, Brad, I need you to just go cause chaos. Okay. Fucking wandered off. Every once in a while, I'll come over the radio and be like, I need some help over here. Let's go! Like, just fucking, like, just running off with a bunch of people. I was like, you just, that's how you do it. And that's what I'm excited for, because I know you're going to do it again. I know Tonka's going to do it too. And that's where, like, there's going to be a clash of titans that way.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, and I like the concept of what he's trying to get at, right? To get the generals out there. We're going to take some hits. You know, we take hits from our team. Every time we get a shot, we're dead. It's a point against. But as you say, it's going to go to the wire. These missions are going to be important. That's why I have George. Intellectual. Totally smart. Love the guy. He's far away from retirement. I'm not. I am going to retire soon. So he's going to help with that. But, you know, I think it just makes that balance of having the fight. You know, you actually have to play the run around and find the crap. Okay, I didn't dig that. I thought ambushing people was fun when you play Madfeg. You know, the people are coming in the corners. They're going for their objective. Let's waste them. You know what I'm saying? That's right. Why I love it. So anyway, I think it's going to be fun. I think it's a clash of the different designs that I play and you play, Tonka. I've watched a lot of stuff on you, but I'm totally impressed.
Ooh, you have to research.
You have to research, and I think it's important to see who you're playing against. And look, I have a lot of respect for the game you play, and it's very tactical. As you said, it's anal, but it's very cool.
Were you just looking for a way to shoehorn that word in?
Yeah, he's working a butt joke in.
I'm not. Come on.
The Wolf had a good question. Are generals worth extra points? Do we know that?
They are.
Or
yeah, I'm pretty sure they are.
Are worth more?
Yeah.
Generals and XOs are worth more points. That's why we have our own little guard going around us. But
fine. First strike.
Yeah, bring a good guard.
It doesn't matter. They're not going to hit us anyway.
First strike. Come on.
I don't know, man. I'll get you. I mean, I'll be behind you when it happens. But I mean, like...
This is Mrs. Gordo. Oh, just introduce everybody. Gordo. You know, she's going to be coming into her first day day event. We played Mirabel last year. It was a blast. It was her first paintball event. So you'll see her out of the field. And look, she's got the general stuff. Little Mrs. Gordo, recognized by the number.
One more than yours.
No taking hostages, Tonka. Please, thank you.
Can't promise anything, man.
Neither can I. I was like, "Fuck yeah!" Wait a minute. I wasn't told I couldn't take a hostage. I gotta find someone.
Come take me, buddy.
See, that's I'm the other way.
Plan to
hostages. Hostages are like they take time, energy. Like I remember, I played an event where it was like we got a VIP on the field, and he's got information, and you can't let the other team get him. And I was like, "Can we just kill the hostage?" And they're like, "No." I'm like, "Well, they would keep the information out of the enemy's hands." I'd say that counts. So.
Is that a point?
Shoot the hostage.
Right? Like, so.
Come on, don't you people know your movie Speed? You just shoot the hostage.
Right. Swordfish. That was
over. Fox is let it out.
This is getting really hot.
Yeah, I'm roasting
you. That was the.
We
promoted the headbands. We're good now. I'm kind of roasting.
Funny. You guys.
At least I got up good.
You won't like it. sorry, Brad. I apologize. You told me. You know, focus.
I'm done trying. You guys just go.
This podcast going off the deep end, man.
This is.
Let's focus on the event. This is getting
to the same level that last time I had Wolf and Bricktop for the Command Bros on at the same time. We ended up on a conversation about Pornhub. So we're not there yet. We're okay.
No, don't we have better sights than that? He's that old school.
So, Brad, let's talk about some real paintball stuff for a second. Now that we're on Pornhub. What were you saying, Bradley, about paintball?
I mean, it's a great event. It's a great sport. I have no idea. Who's pumped?
Hey, you know what? Let me ask you. So we're going to be getting the information like Saturday, what, like Saturday morning?
We're getting the information. The guns go off at 10 o'clock. Well, we're going to get an envelope at 9:30, you and I.
9:30.
Yeah, and you know,
On Sunday
at 9:30, it'll be an envelope with instructions, and then basically you and your XO, and I guess myself and stuff like that, we're going to get down, look at the envelope, and at that time, our troops are going to be put in position at the same time. So in previous D-Days, I would have my troops in front of me. You know, we would split it down the hall by the parking lot. You know, you go this way, you go this way. And then what I would subdivide my troops into, you know, basically little divisions or squads and say, okay, you're going up that way. This guy's leading you. Just follow him. You rotate in. That's where we go. That's all gone, bud. You know, you have to have that. I'll give you some advice. Have that done before on Saturday and work that out with your guys that you're having leads on it. So you can have your guys controlled in a certain manner, because it's going to be split. And basically it's going to be XO in general to work through the pile of what he's going to give us, and we are going to be knocked off. Like, it's going to be nothing I've ever seen in the amount of D-Days that I've played. It's going to be amazing. Anal retentive people were good. I'm in computers. George is in computers. You're anal retentive. You know, it's going to be on the details. It's important. And that's how we will be doing our missions. And I think I love that way of doing it. I think it basically counters our structure and the way we fight in battles and stuff like that. I'm aggressive. I'm sure you're aggressive. I've seen your shit. You're aggressive.
Yeah, absolutely.
What I think it's going to do is it's going to force everyone to work together, right? So it's not like before where you kind of, okay, everybody just go and shoot people, right? It's going to actually organize groups of people to say, okay, you're my new 50 best friends, and the 50 of us kind of have to figure out something and work together to make an objective. And you're going to run into, like, you're going to run to the top of D-Day. You're going to be in that little trench there, and whoever's next to you is going to be your best buddy for the next 5 minutes while the 50 of you try to figure out, okay, what the hell are we doing to try to get this objective?
Yeah.
And it's going to force everyone to actually work together, which I think is awesome because that's actually what is a lot of fun on the field. We run into a random stranger. Hey, we have this thing. What are we going to do? You know, one of the grumpies told me to do this, and we're going to have to kind of figure it out. And I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and having the rest of your army holding the line while we're running around and doing that and not getting shot by our own people, because that's, like, you know, I'm sure Corey's going to have something that is going to be really, really tricky. It's like, put us in a position where we got our guys shooting at us and we're in the middle. It's like, oh, who's going to do the turtle first? You know what I'm saying? Like, down and dirty, get into the ditch sort of thing. So I think it's going to be an exciting event. And, you know, obviously the platform we're playing at Commando, like, you know, I've been playing there for so long, and that field is evolved. Like, we got two speedball fields now. We're holding, you know, the CPS, and we played our first tournament last week, and they're going to have another big event, you know, after this weekend, and then we're going to be playing our second CPS event there. It's going to be amazing, and the draw is amazing with two fields, like speedball fields. It's like Maribel on steroids. You've got the airsoft on the other side. You've got the rec ball on that side. You even got the stuff for the kids that actually move them into that speedball realm. So I think we're playing at a really class event, and I think it's going to be really cool. You know, I have a lot of respect for Dave and Marie to put this crap, right, these events on. Like, I mean, crap is, they go through hell to get this event going, right? Making sure we've got a place, getting everything in order, and then transitioning to a next event. Like, that's a lot of work. They need their rest in the winter, and, you know, hats off to them. Like, that's a hard job. Like, we have different lives out of this. This is something we do for pleasure and business at some point in time, but that's their livelihood. And I think us doing what we're doing today is supporting that. And I think it's an amazing task. And you show appreciation for what, you know, they are doing for the game and bringing everybody together. Because paintball fields are not plentiful. You know what I mean? They're not big in big cities. And we want to push that forward. And, you know, obviously D-Day is a very special day. And I think the last couple of times that I've played, and I'm escaping the general I played against last time, but, you know, you pay appreciation for all the sacrifices people did on D-Day. You know what I mean? It's just not a punchline. So it's actually a serious event, and you take it seriously. Allies against Axis, but it's all about the game and having a good time and win or lose. You know what I mean? I want to win. I seen the trophies that he showed us there, Tonka. That's, I couldn't see it. I was a little old there. They all look glass to me, but I didn't see a first and second place, maybe. I don't know. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it at all.
It's in the chat that we had there with the,
you know what? I've been so, let me see. Let me just have a gander. Oh, wait, shit. Maybe I did see it, actually.
You've probably seen the second place one. It really stands out.
Yeah, it's already got Tonka written on it.
It was really cool.
Yeah, it's already got Tonka written on it.
So Turtle's high.
Good. So just real quick.
Contact stoned already. He's fucked.
There's a little bit in the chat I just want to dig into here because we got some people asking questions. So we got Wolf's asking, are we doing a boat start? Or are we starting on the hill again?
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. I'm not sure if we're doing that.
I think
I don't know. I think it's going to be east-west. Yeah. I don't think it's a traditional start. I don't think it's going to be a big run. Like, there's no paratroopers. Yeah. There's no people behind. It's literally going to be everybody.
It's not.
To the
it's not grind up the hill for 3 hours of the day and then eventually.
Yeah, that's
what
I suspected was
going. It's going to be left to right.
But you know what?
We're like last year. Yeah.
Yeah, Tonka, we're not going to know until we open that folder. Because, you know, remember, it's a half an hour before the things go off at 10 o'clock. You know, maybe they're going to say you have to stick 30 guys in a boat. You know, who are those 30 guys going to be in the boat? Because that's traditional D-Day, right? I don't put it past Corey to make us miserable. You know what I mean? We're going to figure out the package. And then we're going, oh, shit, I need 50 guys to sit there and get in the boat and be sacrificial lambs. So the guys that are going to be sitting back with, you know, LV2s and LV1.6s just pouring paint on them. You know,
it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a shit show that's really fun. And back in the day, I loved running up and getting that paint in my face, going back, touch, go, and away you back. You go back up there again. But I know I played with Wolf. He was my general. I was his XO. We played a really good game, and it was like we're up on that hill, and he was buried in a crevasse, and I'm walking up beside him going, you know, this sucks. You know what I mean? We're getting our asses walloped, you know? But it's just the fun that going through that and the laughing that everybody had, you know, those are memories that you hold forever. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just saying, you know, playing the game. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Mm-hmm.
And
it's all about the experience, right?
100%. And to
100%.
Drive home, like you meant about Marie and Dave working on this, just to drive home, like how much work it is. Because I get the notes for the MC, like I get my MC notes. For what I have to talk about at the event and whatnot. I only got the notes about a week ago. Like that's down to the wire, right? Like there was still revisions happening and confirmations being made up until last week that I got the notes. And even then it came with a warning in the email of this is not the final draft. Like it could change. So it's perfect. They work so damn hard to put on an event like this so that we get to go to a field.
Dave works like a dog. Like, I mean, we're there every, I mean,
between I don't know how those sandals Pierre keep and, up with it, man.
Oh, the right? Tactical sandals.
No, they must be Birkenstocks. Yeah,
I don't even know where
Don't you say that. He'll fucking come out here and beat us with
He's
those
had
things.
The same pair of shoes since the 90s. I mean, like, it's just we don't know where.
they just don't make shit like that anymore.
Ever since I met him, I don't think I've seen him with a full set of shoes on.
And he's bummed, Wolf. I was talking to him earlier, and he was in the chat earlier that Nightmare's not going to be there this year. He's what? Real sad. He's not going to be there.
He's on a boat.
He's out. He's on training.
Yeah.
He's on a boat, motherfucker. On a boat, motherfucker. So he's not going to be there. But I walked up on that, him just wasting him last year, and it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
he was.
When I can't sleep. You're gonna fucking sleep. Trust me, I got shit for that. Like, you don't need no melatonin. The fact is, your ass is gonna be passed out by the time we hit Frederick.
Your mic's on. We can hear you.
Don't give a fuck.
Tom's fucking Dr. Feelgood over here.
I warned them a fucking year. I fucking warned them a year ago, man. I smoked that shit like they smoke cigarettes. They're gonna smell me coming. I'm gonna come around. I have a bong that I'm gonna be carrying on the field with me, and I'm gonna find someone on the enemy team and have them have a session with me.
I've got a
right in the middle. Fuck you.
I've got a photo of right Tom with his mask on, and there is a plume of smoke around his head. Like it is almost cartoon like. So it is.
What team are you playing for?
I don't fucking know. Whoever they tell me I'm playing for.
I shot the general. It's mine. Oh wait, it was me.
Oh wait, I shot myself in the ball. Nope, I wear a cup. Fuck that. I'm not stupid. I'm grumpy. I'm old.
Kills a kill.
Kills a kill. I just want to hear the paint break on something.
We'll get something.
I'm being told. Tyler says. Gom will be adding a golden ticket to your MC notes. I'm not sure what that means.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I've been waiting to get that in. Buddy. Hold on a second. We have a golden ticket.
That?
So I don't know if it flipped around.
It's upside down.
But there it is. Upside down. So There he goes. So the idea is that, I mean, one of the things that we're really passionate about is growing the sport. I mean, we love this game. We love the people we meet. It's amazing. Half of us are our dads that were on the team, and we kind of grew up bringing our kids out, and we keep having a blast. So one of the things that Ty's been really trying to put together is this idea of a golden gun package. So we have one ticket, Willy Wonka style, and we've got quite an amazing setup for one little monster who we think is going to be out. We're going to find this kid. We don't know what he looks like or what she looks like. But this kid's going to be the kid that's out there in rental gear and jogging pants and old shoes and absolutely tearing it up with a 20-year-old 98 and a rental hopper. Nice. And the old three pods in the front, you know, with the full. Like, we're going to find that kid, whoever he or she is, that is tearing it up, and we're going to outfit that kid with the,
soup to nuts.
The golden gun package.
Yeah, soup, nice.
Soup to nuts. Absolutely. Full nice. On, like a proper.
Does anybody remember?
They will not have to worry about getting.
They will be outfitted.
That's awesome.
Does anybody remember when?
So that's we don't know. We're gonna find. Basically,
sorry. The speaking of just setting somebody up with gear and the way you said it with like the jogger pants and the pods and all that. Does anybody remember when there was a kid? The photo kind of went viral. There was a kid who was playing, and he was playing a lot, like regularly, out every Sunday, but had no money for gear. Ended up like Jimmy rigging his own pod pack with like a shoelace and like an old army. Like old army pouches?
Yes.
You remember that, yes. Right?
That's the kid yes. we're after right there. We don't know who that kid is, but we're going to find them. They're going to be at D-Day, and that kid is literally going to be outfitted like it's going to rain gear upon that kid.
Oh, wow, that's
and
amazing.
You know what? He's going to have to basically put some regular pants on. He's going to have a jersey. He's going to have soup to nuts what he needs. He just got to put the paint in the pods. That's all he needs to do and shoot it out. And he's going to have he's going to be well-equipped, GOM sponsored.
Nice.
It's going to be amazing.
Wolf saying you should have a previous
it's
golden.
Going to be pretty, it's going to be pretty epic. We've been.
Just Wolf's comment.
Yeah, cool.
This is the first year we're doing this. It's kind of like this one of these random ideas that we just kind of came up with. Like we're sitting around the shack and go, hey, wouldn't it be really cool if we had some ties? Like, it'd be really cool if we had some kind of a golden gun thing where we can just kind of outfit a kid like Rainmaker style.
Yeah,
and we
Tyler's awesome. Been driving this. He's been putting a lot of effort into making sure of it. And, you know, obviously we're going to make this a big thing on this closing ceremonies. We're going to select some people to watch that. You know, obviously you just don't give out that sort of stuff. Talk to the parent, make sure everything's cool, that they're invested in the sport. Yeah. And it's very important to us because we want to grow the sport. We don't see it on Kijiji sort of thing.
Yeah.
We're going to find somebody that, you know, really wants to get in that sport and make it a big lift. Like I remember getting my son there. He was 13 years old. Like he's what now? Jeez, he's 26, 27.
Look at that.
He's playing the game. I have a picture of him when he first started and we were in those jerseys, those little thing to control your, you know, the 98s and you put those in front there so you don't get shot in the balls and stuff.
Everybody had a 98. I mean, that was kind of the way it started.
I remember my first day.
Everyone has a 98.
It's just those are memories that you don't give away, yep. And these events bring it even more. Like
exactly,
I think what he won a couple things and a couple of D-Days ago. You know, it's like you're getting these. You know, they do the draws, they get this. Oh, a hopper, you got a hopper. He says, no, give it to that kid over there. You know what I mean? Give it away because you know you want to grow that get that grassroots going to get this sport. It's strong as it is, but you know what I mean? It's going to get stronger. I think we've got a really good thing going here at D-Day.
And that's what.
Yeah, you know what? When you do something like that.
Go ahead. Fine.
No, I was going to say, when you do something like that and you give something to a kid like that, I mean, that just means the world to them. It just really creates a lot of total commitments and loyalty to the game. They're just so jacked up about it. And then they bring all their friends and they tell, there's so much excitement that is involved with that process. And it just brings in a whole bunch of their buddies, and it just becomes viral after that, right? So that's awesome that you guys are doing that. That's phenomenal.
But I also
– it's funny. I mean, everybody says you play paintball because of the friends, right? I mean, you play people. The people make the sport amazing. Everyone says that. If you've been playing a long time, you kind of realize – I mean, you just – The funny experiment is you just walk into like there's 40 people around working on guns and they're waiting. Just say, hey, who has an O-ring? And a thousand hands will go up immediately and go, oh, I got you. And oh, you need this. Oh, you need that. Oh, and literally there's people throwing stuff at you 100%. If you need it.
It's, and they're always there for you, right?
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, I remember
walking. I mean, we've done it with speedball. We're like, holy crap, my gun's down. Five people will put their hand up and give you a $2,000 gun and say, here, just use this.
Yeah, bring it back at the end of the game. And I remember
bring it, just clean it up when you're done. No problem. And it's that's kind of the spirit we want to grow, right? Yeah. That idea of just you give back. It's a community. It's not kind of what you see on TV and it's like, oh, these crazy. It's not that. It's an amazing group of people having fun, just shooting faces and having a blast at the end. And it's that's kind of what the GOM is about, right? Yeah. It's about this idea that this is not what you see on, you know, all the, oh my God, it's not about that. It's about amazing people having fun and just being a community.
I actually got to experience what this sport can, like the community this sport can produce is, I didn't exactly publicize it, but a shitload of my gear got stolen about 3-4 months ago. So luckily my mask wasn't stolen. So like, that's kind of like the important piece. But like my hopper, my tank, luckily my mini was in the shop. So that's the only reason it didn't get stolen. But so I'm heading to TJ. So I've got my mini, but I've got a borrowed hopper and a borrowed tank. The scout that I'm using was given to me, not given. It was shipped over by a friend. He said, just pay me when you can. Cause you got no gear. Here you go. Just ship me a scout and an FSC. He's like, go play. Obviously I'm paying for it, but he's like, just whenever you can, man, don't worry about it. And it just goes to show like people just being like, what do you need? I got you. Like, boom, 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 boom. Here's the gear. Don't worry about it. Like no second guess. I'm leaving the province with it. And they're like, you know what?
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Just whenever you're done with it.
That's in a lot of the beginning years, my son and I went through a fixation of guns. We had a separate room for them. I think we got up to about 47 of them and variations. It was just insane.
I remember.
You know, and it's true. It's not a thing. So we would come and we would do, you know, bring about four guns with us. Somebody's broken down. And I, you know what? It was in a touching little thing that I had a discussion with. He came up to me and he says, do you remember me? And I said, well, you know, I see a lot of people, you know, and people know my name and whatnot. And it's just because I'm around the field and whatnot. It's easy name to remember. You know what I mean? And, you know, he came up to me and he told me this really cool story. He says, you know, I met you with my son. My gun was broken down. You just reached in your truck, gave me a gun, and you let me play for the whole day. And I brought it back the other thing. And he says, you know what? That's what I looked at my son. And he says, that's why I play the game. And this was like 8 years before that I even had that conversation.
That's awesome.
And, you know, everybody touches people. Tonka, you touch people. I've seen your, as I said, I followed you for a while, and it's really cool when I found out you were the general, and you touch people. Brad, you touch people 100%. The King, I'm sure you touch people, but after you're smoking something. And George, he touches people. It's very important to touch people because it's just we promote it. Yeah, exactly. Shh, don't tell. Anyway, but we touch people in different ways in different communities, and I think that's what makes us a little bit more special. Is come on, Brad, I'm trying to.
It's just like I can clip this with zero context. It's going to be hilarious. Sorry.
I know, but it's just
Brad's like, I'm making $1 million right now.
But you know what?
I'm a black man.
I guess what I'm getting at, everybody has a story to tell about paintball and their experience and somebody giving. And you know, George touched it. Like, I've been in that room where you're saying, ah, you know, blow my O-ring, my reg is gone. Boom. Somebody just hands you a gun. Let's get out and play. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember 1 year in D-Day, there was another kid had a Defender, and I could see him in the parking lot. He's running around trying to, and it thing didn't work. And between me and Mark Magnon and a few other guys, there was like five people run around this kid's Defender, and we had it all in parts, and the gun was going to go off in 5 minutes, and we had every O-ring stripped in this thing. And we're like, okay, it's definitely the solenoid. So had the solenoid out, put it all back together. Guns going off, and then ready, there you go. Your Defender's ready to go. And that's what it's about. And if you didn't know, like, we kind of got at the field and we knew, okay, who's the Defender guy? Well, Mark's over there. Woohoo! Get Mark, come over. What's wrong with this? And then Mark asked somebody else, and he asked somebody else. And within, you know, 20 minutes, we literally had this kid's Defender stripped from thing doesn't work to it's fully running again. Nice. And that's what the community is about. It's like, if you don't know somebody, ask the guy who knows, and the guy who knows will either ask the other guy who knows, or they'll just do it themselves.
And it's not just like the standard paintball stuff either. I was at D-Day 1 year, and I was just, I forget what I was doing. I was just putting together my mini or whatever. I was screwing the tank on after airing it up. And I was just like, man, I kind of wish I had some hockey tape. Hockey tape showed up. I was like, why? You just have hockey tape in your paintball gear? He's like, yeah. Okay.
I wish I had a Ferrari.
Oh, wait. I had some Vaseline.
Right?
Wrong game.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, I got an extra one in my truck. Here's your Ferrari.
Yeah, it was so weird. It was just like, I was not expecting. I was,
Dog, it's okay. It gets worse. Weekend's going to get worse.
It's going to be bad, man. It's going to be bad.
Oh, man. My filter's on. I haven't figured it out.
That's
yet.
On?
Yeah. So when I turned 60, I was told the filter gets better.
Like, oh, I see. That's
not good. No, it does not.
That's a fucking lie.
Yeah, it's a complete opposite.
That shit's installed, but the updates slow down. So we're
yes, exactly. The updates take a week to install. Huh?
Do you remember my last D-Day where we had the blow up doll?
Yes,
that was last week, wasn't it?
No, that was not last D-Day. The D-Day that I asked General. Then I'm trying to remember the other general. He's from Toronto.
Firefly, wasn't it? No. I remember he was short. That's all I remember.
Yeah. Black hair. It'll come to me. You know, it'll come to me.
But anyway,
what I did is I did a couple of videos.
Motherfucker's going to come punch you in the shins. Like, that's what's going to happen.
I did a couple of videos.
He's going to be like
holding a blow up doll, and I had him named. And when we brought it to the stage, like at the end of the game, I think when we finished, we threw it out and people took it.
Yeah.
Like, we had, it was just like,
oh, fuck, that was last year.
No, that was last year. That was your.
There was a fucking blow up doll.
Oh, I mean, there was.
Oh, I was in Fredericton. I'm high and I'm like 3 minutes behind in conversation, but I'm fucking telling you, someone had a blow up doll and they would steal it.
Of course, somebody had a blow up doll.
It's just one of those things where you get creative and stuff. And I will not present a blow up doll, Tonka. I will not do that on our speech. You know, and not at all. I'm not into.
Yeah, you will. Yeah,
he's set up for false.
I need something a little more than
the whole orgy of them, right? He does. One month behind you.
It's Mrs. Gordo. You have competition. This event is sponsored by Weber.
Pleasures and treasures.
We talked about your talking points, but you can't again.
Okay. The game. Okay, the game.
The game.
So, hey, Tonka, so what are you bringing up as your teams? Like, you have a following that's coming from Toronto. You may want to, you want to talk about your following or...
I don't have a following. I have a bunch of guys that I run with. And I mean, I guess I do have a bit of a following. But the guys that I mostly run with are Northern Recon Force. They're coming up. They're getting there Friday night. Wolves of Odin, which I'm excited to run with. With a bunch of us coming up. And, one of the things that we got to really figure out, and I was just thinking as we're getting the information on whatever Sunday morning, is we really have to have a really coordinated effort. It's got to be, everything's got to be really in sync, right, to get things going. But you know what? I have my XO, Ryan Pitts. He's the leader of Northern Recon Force. If you don't know him, he's an outstanding player, very aggressive, very tactical, and just an excellent guy. So I know with him by my side, we can really coordinate the team. And we have a lot of great players on our side. And I think that once we get everything in sync, we'll be good. We'll be good to go. So I'm really excited about it, man.
So, I'm looking forward to meeting Pitts. I mean, I am in a back and forth over the last six. It's been awesome. I am going to hunt that man like he's a deer,
dude,
stuffed with bacon, like wrapped in a cheese bread.
You're not going to find him, man. That guy is like
him, like he is a walking Big Mac. I am going to
nah.
Absolutely.
Let
him.
Me tell you, man, that this guy man is
100%.
Fast,
and I am like, I am starving, and like you are a big my big.
Oh yeah.
Mac.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You might go hungry for a while, man. You might be going hungry for a while.
I have no. I do not go.
Homie, we got rules, man. Thick boys, we can live off this for weeks in the woods if we have
yeah,
to.
We are the ultimate survivalists.
I find that this event is going to have so many chants. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the dynamic of the chants and like I talk. I don't know if you have a chant. You know, I could probably go down really low and make fun of it, but you know what I mean. Like, you're really good. Anyway, but you know, I find this is going to be really cool at the event that we're going to have. The Maribel Army. You know, they have a strong chant. I played against them for many years in D-Days. Like, get off our lawn is just what we do when we play. Every time we're in the speedball field. And then we got Dave's favorite. I don't know. We can probably say it because we've talked about KY and all sorts of crap tonight.
So I've said far worse on this show.
To the bitches.
Yeah, to the bitches. You know, some people get offended by that, and I have a shirt.
Fuck them. They're on the wrong show if they get offended by something like that.
So, you know, I think what it's going to be really cool is I really like to hear when those guns blast off, everybody's just yelling their chant, and you can hear get off your lawn, Maribel Army, and, you know, death to the bitches, and see where that all falls out in the field. If we could capture that, that would be so cool. Like, I mean, really, with all, you know, because obviously the start of the game is four shots in the air, and then we go, but then you hear the chants and the screams. I remember when we were going up the hill, you're yelling your hangouts. Most of them are yelling because they're getting shot the shit going up that hill.
Yeah.
But that's not a chant. You know what I mean? Maribor Army.
Oh, and Captain Kilts with the bagpipes playing. It is absolutely epic.
The bagpipes. Yeah, that is the rush.
He's not going to be there this year.
Like, oh my God, I have to get up the hill.
Yeah.
He's not.
No, we're missing out on.
Oh, he's not going to be there? Is that what I heard?
No. He's not going to be there. They were looking for a replacement, but really there is no replacement for him.
There's nothing hearing that. Like, seriously, like, I've charged up that stupid,
that's a rush, man.
Yeah, that D-Day thing, and you're rushing up there, and you're fighting, you don't even hear and feel the paint hitting you. You're just shooting and shooting, and the bagpipes, and that guy is sitting there. Like, I'm a classic. I get shot in the kajangas all the time at paintball. Like, I'm a classic. They should be on that wall. Gordy's balls. You know what I'm saying? I could tell you some really stories, but save. I've been shot so many times at commando with that, and it's just like, ugh, disgusting. But
I am disappointed there's no bagpipes.
That is amazing for a guy to sit there and stand there and play the pipes, and the respect that people have and that inspires. Yes. It makes you just.
And everyone understands, do not shoot the bagpiper. He's really cool. Don't shoot the bagpiper. He's battle really, last really cool. Year, yeah.
I couldn't believe he was just walking right through the center, and I'm getting the shit shot off me, and I just stop and look at him and said, nobody shoots you? And he goes, nope.
Nobody shoots the bagpiper.
No, because no.
It was, that was, that's still my moment. Is that final battle.
Yeah.
Like last year, it was my moment, and I had so much fun. And I've waited all year to get my ass shot off again.
my moment was about 2-3 years ago when Big Matt showed up with the overload suit.
Oh my God.
Holy crap. So you want to see, so he's walking up with this backpack on. If you guys haven't seen it, there's a video. Matt, I'm sure Matt is on listening. He'll post it. But he's got four, I think they're spiders.
Ions. Yep.
With a custom controller and a max loader on his back. And I think it's called overload or something. I don't know what he's got, but this thing, he's walking up with like a minigun.
It's a Gatling gun. It was
300 people playing. And when he starts shooting this thing, like, everybody stops shooting and just goes, huh? And all you hear, bunk, 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 bunk. And just everybody goes, oh,
he scared the hell out of me
because we were phone. Everybody starts fidgeting.
We had
Big Matt walks out with this thing.
There was this firefight happening, and then he just kind of emerged from the trees. Like, he, I don't know if he purposely, like, kind of went around the firefight, because, like, the two teams are just kind of going head to head around the trucks and the big tankers, and then he just kind of just waltzes out of the woods, and all you hear is bop, and he just starts firing thousands of rounds. And it's just like, what is going on?
That's something.
And he's covered head to toe in armor. So you're shooting at him, and it's just like, bah, and it just keeps going. Like, it doesn't stop. You're like, I don't know what to do with this situation. I'm just going to run away.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds just fucking
and
terrifying.
Switched,
it is terrifying. It is absolutely awesome. Terrifying.
And he switched teams. Absolutely. So when he showed up, because he did it a couple times, you have to be like, is he on?
Oh,
what
God.
Team is he on? Quick, what team is he on? He's on yours? Great. And then you'd be like, the next time you'd be like, that's not my armband color. And you just run. Like,
yeah,
you just run.
So, you know what?
It's like when the tank shows up. Oh my God, there's a tank! Everyone run! Yeah,
yeah. But what an evolution for him, though. Like, he made that huge gun. I remember when he was going and building that. But you go in previous years, like when I was out running in the field, and he would take the video shot through his scope, popping you with the frickin' first strike. Say, this is when I got you in the head, bonk. You know what I mean? It's like, and then he shows you after and going, thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
I got you in the mouth.
But you know, asshole, I love it. Yeah, but you know what? Top level being a shitbag. Like,
yeah, but you know what? It was so cool. He was such a good shot. Like, I remember rushing against him, and you know where his position is, but he just popped you a good 50 feet plus away. You couldn't get in enough, tight enough to shoot him. And he had a spotter with him. It's like,
yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah.
I'll take that 100 points back. Thank you very much.
The best thing about Matt, though, is
such a nice dude.
He
is a cool. He's an incredibly cool dude.
Either you're like, fuck,
right?
Okay, cool, like, whatever.
Damn it, that's
I'll
awesome.
Get you a beer later.
But, yeah, whatever. He shot the shit out of me on Saturday at one. I forget what game. I think we were doing the Magfed thing, and he shot the shit out of me. you know, and it was like whatever. And then out of nowhere, he doesn't say anything. He just comes up, taps my shoulder, hands me a beer, and walks away. Like, all right, cool.
That's wicked,
this is
man.
Great.
Yeah.
You know. Thanks, so there's fella. Loads of characters.
So Tonka, you're playing. What are you running on MagFed Saturday? You're running two tip X's. You're gonna run your EMF, or what are you gonna do?
EMF. EMF. And my sidearm is my tip X.
Okay, I think I'm going to run my dual tip X, or I might run. I've got a 3D printed adapter for my 98, so oh, I might. Yeah. We call it the Grumpy Greaser. It kind of sticks in the side. And yep. It's like the old school. So yeah,
I've used one. Of those.
I think that's
like
what I'm going to
run. It's awesome.
It's pretty cool. It's actually. Right there. It's pretty cool. So I think that's what I'm gonna try to run that. Hopefully it works, but it runs like 70% accurate. But right when it works awesome. So hopefully that.
That's
works.
Wicked. I can't wait for all this.
My man Tips Pitsy. He runs dual Tip X. I think he's going to be running FSC. Is that what you're doing, Pitsy?
That's what he's saying. FSC.
Oh yeah, I was going to look. I think he said he had an O-ring or something blown. I got a bunch of O-rings for him, so we're going to try to get his Tip X working Saturday morning. Cool.
Wicked.
Yeah, okay. He's a force to be reckoned with, boys. Better.
We'll see. He'll probably get me on the Saturday, but on the Sunday, I'll be okay.
Say, if Pitsy, you want me, I can bring it. I got an extra Tip X if he needs one. I can chuck it in my bag.
Again, there it goes. He'll have 1,000 Tip X's. Here he goes.
Yeah, he's not even going to reload. Sure he's just going to be from the boondock scenes. Yeah, he's just going to throw guns when he needs to reload.
Yeah, here.
Here you go. Oh, that's so hot. I love it.
who's here is going to tackle that the mechanical bull on Saturday? Anybody? Or do you have anybody know what I'm talking about?
Fuck. His name is Jed.
My name is
Jed.
Actually, what's it? Yeah, there's a mechanical bull. So Corey's got his cowboy boots, right? We're going to bring Corey Barnes is going to do that.
I'm absolutely.
He's probably listening now.
This is gonna be such a fun.
Yeah, but no shirt though. Yes, he would no shirt.
Absolutely, all hairy and no shirt. Woo!
Titties dancing in the wind.
And boobs, baby.
Boobs. Your man boobs going.
Put some tassels on them so they swing.
No, that's the wrong game. That's when you lose during our tournaments. It's in the shack. Yeah, we had a joke about our last tournament there. Like, you know, we had a lot of new players in our CPS event last weekend, and it was really a blast. It was our first gelled, I guess, team event. You know, we had, a full roster, like double two. No, seriously, like 11 guys.
Sorry, just for your comment.
Yeah, it's like, you know, five full, you know, two full lines with a spare, and it's something that we've never really, you know, had in our history. It's just amazing, but it's going to be a blast. Like, this team is, like, really cool. Everybody's the same mentality, like less filters, more filters. But Corey's a good lad. You know, he scored his first point in CPS last weekend, and it was really cool to see him get that. Yeah. And, you know, from him coming from Airsoft, you know what I mean? It's those are bigger balls. That's why
he was sliding in Dorito. I mean, he double knee slide in Dorito. He's a big boy. And he's going in there. I mean, absolutely.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. So I think a lot of the grumpies will, you know, ride the bull, but we'll see. You know what I mean? That's pretty be a big bull. I'd like to see Corey do it first.
I'll give it a shot.
If you do it, I'll do it.
I'm doing it. I
might break my hip.
Oh, yeah? I might break my hip.
I break my hip.
Maybe.
We'll get a wolf.
Just wolf down here with a bunch of tits and a mechanical. That's not the Coyote Ugly I asked for.
Yeah.
Fuck. Wolf has all the hot comments here, right? Man.
Wolf, you're going to. That's what you're going to get, and you're going to like
it's
it. Deal with it.
So I hope the bull is a mechanical thing, a real thing. It's not going to be a guy or something like that sitting there. It's going to be Dave in a sandwich.
I was going to say it's going to be Dave. All right, bitch, get on.
Well, you killed
me. Don't worry about it. I'm good for it. It's all good. Sorry, Dave. I know you're telling Pierre to get get the tractor. Just get the tractor.
It may be tiny, but it does 90. Okay.
Focus, Brad. Focus, dude.
Killed him.
Brad, it's gonna be like this all weekend, man. You better bring your A game. This is like this isn't even the pregame.
I can't wait, boys.
This is at the trailer. You know, we have our special brand, of course. It's very good IPA, and I'm promoting it.
Stray Dog Brewery.
Yeah, there you go.
Is there get off our lager?
Yeah,
so everybody who's listening.
It's going to be awesome.
Please, please. Pre-order your beer. There's links floating around everywhere to Stray Dog Brewery, how to get your beer. They're going to deliver they're actually delivering beer to the field on Saturday. Yes. Like, you don't even have to leave. They will drive up in a van and deliver your beer.
Nice.
Like, yeah. It is. Plus, they're selling reason. There on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. I mean, we're trying to support local. This is all about trying to get, like, local businesses and local. They're an awesome local
brewery. I actually love the fact there's an alcohol company. On the like at this event, because this is something I've talked about for many years. Where I was like, while I totally am, you know, paintball kids, that's great, that's fun, the semi street level of stuff, that's great and all. But at the same time, there's a lot of adults in paintball, and there always seems to 100%. Events
and beer is delicious. Beer is delicious. So I mean, that's another problem.
And events always seem to get like it's like no, we have to water it down for the kids. I was at one event, I think it was Honey Badger. That they were like, hey, everyone, there is a young kid, like 8 years old, 9 years old, on the field. So if you see them, please be careful. And I was like, no, I don't have time to double check who I'm shooting. If I see a mask peek out of a bunker, it's getting shot. I don't care what the age is behind it. If it's on the field, it's getting shot. So this whole, like, we're bringing in beer. And I was like, yes, that's what we need.
Like, that's mint.
Like, yeah. You know?
It's pretty cool.
I mean, here's the thing. I mean, the way you look at it is, everybody's drinking beer anyway, right? Like that's the thing. Everybody has their own beer, and there's people bringing every. I mean, so okay, we have a local brewery, and they make amazing beer, and we have people who want beer. It's just, right.
And
it's
natural. And anybody who says, there should be no booze at a paintball field, and our team never drinks. No, it's just you're not aware of it. Like, there's not a speedball team on the planet.
Well, CPS has
who doesn't drink on the field
until we lose. I mean, win.
I mean, the other thing is half. I would argue, half the people there by 10:30 are going to have the munchies. So it's 10:30. Like if you had a Dorito truck there would be literally like 1,000 people lined up going, yeah, Doritos. Like
right
now, dude.
So like it's funny. Yeah,
like it's.
I can't go on the tangent. I so desperately want to.
I think we need
to
bring back the bikini contest.
Yeah. So, okay. Living Legends.
Wolf agrees with you. I think he's not wrong.
Living Legends got into so much hot water because of this. Because the Living Legends event, like the actual Living Legends, not the spinoffs, the actual Living Legends event, had bikini contests at the end of the day. They had a big concert. They had a bunch of hip-hop singers. They had a rock band. And they had bikini contest. And a video came out of, like, you see this guy, like, near the front, and he's filming. He's like, there's a videographer filming everything, right? And he's kind of like, you see the stage, you see the girls. And then he pans, and you see this, like, 12-year-old boy who is just coming of age, you know, looking at this.
He's having the moment.
Right? He's just like, and you can see the look on his face, and they got so much shit. Like, not legally, but just, like, they got raked through the mud. But if you look at the games, like Wolf was saying, like over in Germany, Russia, Poland, maybe not Russia right now, Poland, Germany, Croatia, right? And if you look at the overseas where they're just like the pyro, they're bringing in old Soviet era, like Cold War era tanks. And it's just like, if you get crushed, it's because you're an idiot. You know, like that's their mentality. No. So, you know, like, stay out of the way. This is pyro. Don't step on it.
The Poland game is my bucket list.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That is definitely a 100%.
100%. So, but fellas, we are past the 1 hour mark. So actually we're going to end it there. Cause I got to finish packing a bit of stuff. And then I got to try and grab like a 2 hour
nap.
He's got to
finish packing. I got to go pick up Jeppa.
Yeah. You got to go pick up Jeppa.
Pussy.
You got
so when are you getting the lobsters? That's all.
There's
only
no lobsters. So Tonka, just before you go, what time are you gonna be up again tomorrow?
Do I have to be up?
I'm gonna probably be there around. I'm gonna gun for about 6 o'clock Friday evening. I have to go pick up some markers and paintball gear for some players.
Okay.
And in the morning, but they're gonna jet straight up. And
so you're gonna come to the Friday night the bonfire and stuff like that. Come and have a beer with us.
Oh hell yeah! Only 100%, man. 100%.
Okay, yeah, we have some of the special lager. I just want—we didn't go over the thing. I know Brad wrote a time.
No, go.
But it's if you enjoy playing with
your
Tonka toys,
hawk your hawkables.
Oh no, this is really cool though. This is something when a guy on our team created. It says if you enjoy, playing with Tonka toys and eating the occasional crayon, stop licking windows and get off our lager.
So show the back, Gordon. You got to hold the can up, buddy. Hold the can up.
I love it. I love it.
Shit, that is wicked, man.
Looking forward to having a couple with you, Tonka, and we're going to have a great time this weekend. Promote 100%. The sport. And, you know, win or lose.
But we're going
it's to all win. About the game, okay?
Yeah, 100%, man.
Yeah. And
that's going to be awesome. So, yeah, looking forward to meeting you, man. It's going
to
be wicked.
Yeah, great to be on the show. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you on the weekend, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fellas, do me a favor.
Travel safe.
Stay
boys.
On the call we'll for just, soon. Just for a minute. Right. Just stay on the call for a minute. But until we next week, folks.
Is this where you tell you we've been
no,
bad?
No. Just you'll okay. see. You'll understand in a second.
Disclose who's going to be the bull.
I guess right? so.
Just a minute. But yeah, for everyone who's stuck around, liking, commenting, sharing, and all that jazz, thank you so much. And hope to see everybody at D-Day. And if we don't, then we'll see you next week where we get to talk about D-Day. So it's been a blast. But until next week.